Good morning. In his book entitled The 15 Invariable Laws of Growth, Mr. John Maxwell wrote about the importance of knowing ourselves in order for us to grow. We must be able to gauge not only where we have been, but also where we are now. It is very important to have a sense of direction. Knowing yourself is like reading "You are here" on a map when you want to find your way to a destination. And he mentioned that there are three kinds of people when it comes to having direction in life. The first type is the people who do not know what they would like to do. These people are often confused. They don't possess a sense of direction for their lives, and they drift. The second type is the people who know what they would like to do, but do not do it. These people are usually frustrated because these people experience the gap between where they are and where they want to be. And the third type is the people who know what they'd like to do and do it. These people know themselves, possess a strong sense of passion, are focused in purpose, grow in areas that help them move closer to their purpose, and do what they were created to do. The word that best describes them is fulfilled. As I read his book, I felt that our religious path can also be applied to these three categories. Do we have a sense of direction? Do we have a spiritual destination or foundation where we can rely on as we live our daily lives that are filled with uncertainty? During the month of March, we observe Higan service. This Japanese word Higan can be translated as the other shore. What does the other shore mean? It is a synonym for the Pure Land, the realm established by Amida Buddha through fulfilling every necessary requirement for the enlightenment of all beings. It is a realm of great compassion, working for the sake of man's ultimate fulfillment. In the Buddhist tradition, it is said that the Pure Land locates in the westward land. Once I heard the story of the Chinese character of the West, Nishi in Japanese. This Chinese character can be divided into two characters, the bird and its nest. This character was made from the scene where the birds return to their nests. The birds fly around, eat insects, and sometimes run away from the enemy during the daytime. But in the evening, when the sun goes down, they all go back to their nests, where they can feel at home. These birds can enjoy flying around because they have a nest where they can return to at any time. This story teaches us that it is very important for us to have our spiritual home. Those who do not have a place to return to are like the first two types of people that Mr. John Maxwell mentioned. They are always confused, frustrated, and drifting. But those who have a place to return to are like the third type of people. Their lives are always fulfilled, no matter where and what one may be doing. Jodo Shinshu teaches us that we have our spiritual home where we can always return to. It teaches us that we are already embraced by the immeasurable wisdom and boundless compassion. In order to explain it, I'd like to share a short story of a mother and her child. The parents of this young girl were both working during the day. So when this young girl returned to her home from school every day, there is nobody at home. The house always looked very empty and quiet. Every day, this girl spent several hours by herself until her parents came home. One day, as usual, she came back home from school, thinking that she would have to spend some time by herself. Feeling lonely and bored, she opened the gate of her house. Then she was surprised to see a big smile face painting on the ground by charcoal, and it says, "Welcome home. I will come back soon. Please find your snack in the refrigerator." It was a message from her mother. When the girl saw that painting and a message from her mother, she became very happy. Why was that? I think she realized that she was not alone. Of course, physically she was alone, but she now realized that her mother was always thinking about her. Even though her mother was not right next to her, she realized that she was always embraced by her mother's love. This girl, filled with great comfort and joy, was playing around the painting until her parents came home from their work. Jodo Shinshu is such. Amida Buddha's boundless compassion is directed to each and every one of us who encounter pains and sorrows throughout our lives. And this boundless compassion reaches into our hearts and minds in the form of the name Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu does not contain any miraculous power, such as to cure incurable diseases or to fulfill our selfish desires. But Namo Amida Butsu is like a mother in the story, always embracing each and every one of us with its boundless compassion. As we recite the Nembutsu Namo Amida Butsu, this wandering and insecure self has finally come home to the majestic embrace of Amida Buddha. My heart will be truly settled and fulfilled like a girl in the story. Saichi, a Myokonin, who truly appreciated and enjoyed the Nembutsu teaching, said as follows. Namo Amida Butsu, it is like the moon, like the sun. It is like the rising sun. My mind grows warm, so does my body. Let me take a rest for a while here. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. We can tell that Saichi was in the great comfort. He didn't have to strain himself. He was already saved or embraced by Amida and saying, "Let me take a rest here for a while." The person of the Nembutsu is like being in his or her own home. He is always at home, no matter where and what one may be doing. Amida's voice of compassion leads us to find a true joy and fulfillment in our daily life. During this Ohigan season, let us pause for a moment to hear the Dharma so that we can transform our confused and frustrated life into a fulfilled life. Thank you very much. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.